bracing for a blizzard.
They're talking about potentially a historic storm here.
Deep snow blanket for the Northeast.
At 1, 2, 3 inches per hour.
Discovery on the White House grounds.
The device was a small drone.
The SAG Awards.
Wow, to the cast of Birdman.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Words like crippling and historic are being used to talk about the blizzard targeting millions in the Northeast. The dire forecast of upwards of 2 feet of snow with strong winds has had plenty of people from Philadelphia to northern New England stocking up.
I'm shopping before the storm. Chocolate, it's an essential. Chips and popcorn, and half for coffee.
WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen is watching it all take shape with the heavy snow due overnight and into tomorrow morning.
What we have right now is a clipper-type storm that is going through the Ohio Valley towards the mid-Atlantic coast, and when it reaches the coast, it will develop explosively into a major coastal storm, a major nor'easter, and that's when the snowfall rates will begin to increase dramatically as well.
I'm Heather Bosch in New York. Snow already floating down. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Don't underestimate this storm.
2 to 3 feet of snow could fall from northern New Jersey to southern Connecticut. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is warning major roadways and mass transportation could be shut down before the evening rush hour. Already.
We were going to be on a 5 p.m. flight, and they canceled it.
Melissa and Adam were on one of the many flights airlines have already canceled in anticipation of the storm.
So we just decided to leave as early as we possibly could.
Get out ahead of this storm or just stay home is the advice we're hearing.
CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg says airlines have canceled close to 2,000 flights today and more tomorrow, too.
United Airlines, in one case, went and canceled all of their operations tomorrow in all three New York airports, Newark, LaGuardia, and Kennedy. They feel it's a smart move to do it because they keep their planes and their crews in place so that when the storm passes, they can then resume in cycle and in schedule.
And the concern is the wicked storm could leave plenty of people shivering without heat.
Power is the biggest thing. Take the snow, but you can't take it with no power.
That woman lives in Scituate, Massachusetts. State emergency official Peter Judge says they're working with power companies ahead of the storm.
If it turns out to be a heavy, wet snow, which it looks like it may be in Southeast Mass, the really potential for a lot of trees, a lot of wires coming down.
And all the snow isn't likely to melt anytime soon. Below freezing temperatures are expected in the Northeast into next week. Now to Washington, where there's a security issue at the White House. A drone found on the grounds. Officials say it doesn't pose a threat, but CBS News White House correspondent Bill Plant says it does raise questions.
It was found on the southeast grounds of the White House in the early hours of this morning. There are air defenses around the White House, but there is some question as to whether they could spot something as small as a drone in time to disable it.
President Obama's daughters and mother-in-law are among those at the White House. He and First Lady Michelle are in India, where today they took part in the country's Republic Day celebration, marking the 65th anniversary of India's constitution. President Obama plans to ask Congress to designate most of Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge as a wilderness area. That would effectively block any exploration in what's considered an oil-rich coast. Alaska's Republican senators say it's a land grab. The governor calls it an unprecedented assault. A new survey says gas prices fell another 13 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks to a national average of $2.07. But the party at the pump could be over soon.
Unless there's another crude oil price crash, this will be it. Because wholesalers and gasoline station operators are getting price hikes, and they'll have to pass those through to motorists.
Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says those prices have been going up for more than a week now, and gas prices are $1.24 a gallon lower than they were 1 year ago. A top doctors group is warning against medical marijuana for kids. Here's CBS's Barry Bagnano.
The nation's leading pediatricians group is issuing a strong statement in the face of growing acceptance of legal pot and medical marijuana. Legalization efforts should stop, the American Academy of Pediatrics says, because they send a message marijuana isn't harmful.
The younger a person starts using marijuana, the more likely they are to become addicted to it.
Pot as a treatment is opposed, especially when it comes to children and teens, unless the FDA regulates it. Stanford Dr. Seth Ammerman says,
there have been no clinical trials looking at medical marijuana in children and adolescents.
The group favors, however, decriminalization, believing that would place more emphasis on health issues. It demands childproof packaging for pot that is sold legally. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Perhaps inching closer to a run for the White House, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's formed a political action committee to help him raise money.
I'm here today because our conservative values work not only in Iowa, but I'm living proof that they work in New Jersey, too.
And Christie spoke over the weekend to conservatives in Iowa, the first caucus state. Political change overseas. Greece's left-wing election winner has formed a new government with right-wingers who want to escape the severe cutbacks imposed under European bailouts. In New York, Duke's Mike Krzyzewski became the first NCAA Division I basketball coach to reach 1,000 career wins, with his team's come-from-behind win over St. John's.
There'll be others who will win more. It's kind of neat to be the first one to 1,000.
And he says at age 68, he's still going strong. A glimpse of what could be ahead at the Academy Awards last night in Los Angeles. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
Last night's SAG Awards may have been an Oscar preview.
Eddie Redmayne.
All four winners in the individual acting categories.
Julianne Moore.
Are also favorites to win Oscars.
Patricia Arquette.
Eddie Redmayne for The Theory of Everything, Julianne Moore for Still Alice, Patricia Arquette for Boyhood, and
J.K. Simmons
for his performance in Whiplash. The award for Best Cast in a Motion Picture went to Birdman. Last year, all four SAG acting winners did go on to win Oscars. It could happen again. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the SAG Awards in Los Angeles.
In Miami last night, the top award came with a crown.
Miss Universe is Columbia!
22-year-old business student Paulina Vega of Columbia won the Miss Universe pageant on NBC. Miss USA Nia Sanchez was the first runner-up. An asteroid will whiz past Earth tonight. Here's CBS's Peter King.
Astronomers have been tracking asteroid 2004 BL86 for 11 years. It's about a third of a mile wide. Tonight, it'll come to within about 750,000 miles of the Earth.
Now, astronomically speaking, that's really close. That's a close shave.
Dr. Paul Chodas is manager of the Near-Earth Object Program Office at the Jet Propulsion Lab.
Asteroids of this size don't come this close very often, maybe once a decade or so.
Choda says this one's not coming close enough to cause any worries. He says you may be able to spot it with a telescope, maybe even a good set of binoculars. Peter King, CBS News.
Well, starting today, at almost half of its U.S. outlets, Pizza Hut becomes the first major pizza chain to offer an entirely gluten-free pizza. Domino's rolled out a pizza 2 years ago that's mostly gluten-free and costs a few dollars more. A study finds 22% of us now buy gluten-free products at least every so often. That's the World News Roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.